What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USOA. It is a little bit after 6 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. Yes, a little bit after... Wait, God, what the fuck time is it? I'm discombobulated because of the damn dog. I don't want her. Sorry we're running late, everybody. It's just a shit show here today. Of chaos of my own creating. Here at the ranch. Whatever the fuck time it is when you're listening to us live, thanks for listening to us. And if you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, stream for you 24/7, or maybe downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite podcasting application, or crabdiving.com. You can always hang the fuck out there.
Yay.
However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the crap out of it.
Yes.
We are.
Yo!
That's Republican politics. It's kabuki.
Oh, yes.
It's all kabuki.
Absolutely.
We haven't even talked about, I mean, there's a lot to be ragey about today. We didn't even start talking about the shit in North Carolina that they pulled. We'll get to that in a moment. And all the other fun stories, join us on social media if you're listening live or anytime, actually, at Crab Diving, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G, Facebook, Crab Diving, and all that shit. And thank you ever so much for purchasing items through our Amazon link.
Danke.
Every time you go to buy items, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, and every time you buy some items, we get a little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Buy this item, baby.
Let's see. What's going on in the old... Do you have anything? You have any pre-headline?
No, I was just going to say my name.
Oh. Did I not say my name?
I don't know.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Welcome to the show, everybody.
Welcome to the show, y'all. Let's launch and see what's going on in the old headline-a-roni.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
That's called the Florida Dateline, September the 12th, 2019.
The year of our fucking Lord.
These are your headlines.
Oh,
fuck you.
My gosh, maybe we should have a lesson on rape.
Jesus Christ.
Glenn Beck, from his darker days.
I don't give a fuck what the context of that was. Why the fuck would anyone fucking say that? What is he? Does he think that we...
I think he was defending Bill Cosby.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
And wasn't he trying to say that it was, he was trying to imply that it was consensual?
But
and apparently these acting lessons, you should have known you're going to get roofied and have a load blown on your toes.
But you're roofied.
Well,
you're asleep.
You should have known.
You mean you're drugged. You don't really, if you're not.
Don't question Bill Cosby's acting teaching methods.
Oh, yes. Or, well, I mean, he is a doctor, right?
He is.
An honorary. No,
he's got a real doctorate in education.
Oh, fuck the fuck off.
No, seriously, he does.
He actually went to school and studied
he
that.
Went back to school after, I think, he was a little famous and got a doctorate in education, a real one.
God, what a weird motherfucker.
Good for him, though. I mean, aside from the whole roofy, blowy, loady, feedy thing.
The man was a serial rapist. If he went back to school for education, it was for one reason and one reason only. God. To find more fucking victims.
I didn't even think about that.
No. The guy's main job on this planet that he wanted to do was rape people. And have power over people when they were drugged and asleep so he could come on their feet and
so
sexually assault them. That's why he did everything. That has to be the reason for all of his actions. The motivation.
Isn't he like wearing a kimono or something fucked up? Like
yes.
When one of them woke up and, oh, God.
Yeah, he's a horrible dickhead.
Again, thanks for joining us, y'all. Let's see what's going on over to the commie pinko liberal
if ain't.
HuffPo.
Oh, yes.
The headline there. It's loading.
Load.
I said load. It's taking a fuck ton of time to load.
That's an odd measure of time. I've never heard.
It's an astrological term.
Oh, fuck loads?
Oh, yeah, fuck ton. Man Trump called. Oh, well, hold on. I need to prepare a drop for this one.
Oh, shit.
I saw the story earlier, but I know it's the fucking headline. Mm-hmm. You know how Donald Trump, I don't know, is this racist of me that whenever I see a Nuremberg rally?
Nine!
A Trump rally. I look behind and play spot the single African American that they were able to coax into the.
Yeah.
And then we found out that on several of the hate rallies, it's the same dude.
No shit.
Same guy.
Oh, that's right.
A fervent fan, apparently, who travels like following the Grateful Dead.
Jesus Christ.
Well, this man. Became famous for this.
Oh, look at my African-American over here. Look at him.
Oh, my God.
This is Trump's African-American.
Right.
To which he referred.
Can I say one thing just really quick? If there's any deadheads listening, please know that we are not comparing Donald Trump to the Grateful Dead. Those people are fans.
Well, it was a joke.
I know, but those stoners are crazy about that shit.
Well, man. I like the Grateful Dead.
They will find us and kill us in our sleep.
Gregory Cheadle has now said that he has declared himself an independent. It says 3 years. This is the HuffPo.
Yes.
Written by Carla Heredia.
Oh, baby, fuck you.
Unless there's not a little grave. So
it no.
Heredia.
No grave.
3 years ago in an attempt to prove that he wasn't racist.
Oh, okay.
How often do you have to prove that you're not racist?
Well, I don't.
Nor do I.
I never find myself in that situation. How would you do that?
Trump infamously pointed to a man in the audience of his presidential campaign rally and declared him my African-American. I just played that clip.
Oh, shit.
Now that man, Gregory Cheadle, is abandoning the Republican Party to run for a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives in 2020.
Yes.
Mr. Cheadle, 62.
Ooh.
Dyslexic. Did it?
No, okay.
Announced his decision to run as an independent.
Right.
During an interview with PBS NewsHour after 18 years in the Republican Party, he told them he believes Republicans are using black men like him as political pawns.
Oh, shit.
Golly gee willikers. Will knock us over.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
In their, quote, pro-white agenda. Well,
yes.
He said, President Trump is a rich guy who is mired in white privilege to the extreme.
Right.
Republicans are too sheepish to call him out on anything, and they are afraid of losing their positions and losing any power themselves.
Right.
There you go.
Damn.
Thanks for figuring that out 2.5 years in.
Oh, yes. Good job. Good fucking job. You know, part of this issue is – how the media handled Donald Trump when he was running for president. How all of us did. The guy should have been disqualified from day one because he's a goddamn racist. And there was evidence to that way before he ran for president. Morning Joe, shame on you. Some of this is on you, motherfuckers. They had him call in, and they pretended he's a normal fucking human being.
Mika and her bleeding face.
Yeah, fuck him. And fuck CNN.
Remember that one?
Oh, yes, absolutely. This is
a
what
classic
happens.
Classic Trump tweet.
This is what happens in America because white people, you know, a lot of people are guilty of this shit. You apologize for racism. You let racism slide. And this is what happens. This is what fucking happens. And you know why? Because you're afraid. You're afraid of calling out the racism because the right will say, oh, you're playing identity politics. You're virtue signaling. This is what we get for that shit.
So that's the story. That's, yeah. I mean, there's not much more to the story. The guy is out done with the Republican Party. He thinks Trump's a racist and oh, wow. he thinks I'm looking at in the HuffPo they go on and list just some one of the tip of the iceberg of examples of Trump being a racist.
Oh my God.
Some of the lowlights.
I mean, you know, CNN threw his ass on television all the time like he was normal. Do you know what I mean?
He was the shiny object. He was fun to watch. It was those right. How entertaining were those fucking debates with little Marco? And look at my hands. Yeah. Do these look like tiny hands to you? And I think she's got a beautiful face.
Right.
Oh, remember that one? When he had to almost apologize for saying Carly Fiorina was...
Look at that face.
Look at that face. Absolutely. Who would vote for that face?
And you know the price for treating him like a sideshow, like harmless entertainment. The price are these fucking concentration camps and all the other bullshit he's done to this country. It's a steep price for CNN to throw up some entertainment.
The headline over to the Drudge Report. Texas showdown. Warren, new target. Ken Biden, hang on, are the three headlines. Yeah, about tonight's Democratic presidential debate.
Yes.
10 of them.
Yes.
Are out there. The top 10 that met the criteria for the second round of debates shall be a debating.
Right. Congratulations, everyone.
It's first time that Elizabeth Warren and Sanders will be on the same stage.
Oh, shit.
With Biden.
Right.
Dun, dun, dun.
Motherfuckers.
Let's not forget Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Pete Buttigieg.
And Andrew Yang.
And a few others. Yeah, Andrew Yang.
Right. You're going to forget Andrew Yang?
No. Okay. I was trying to see. Did de Blasio make this? I don't know if de Blasio made the...
De Blasio.
De Blasio made the
cut. Guy, the New York guy. Why is he running again? Explain that to me.
Biden, Booker, Buttigieg, Julian Castro is there.
Yes.
Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar is there. Beto O'Rourke still hanging on.
Ooh.
Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Andrew Yang are the top 10 that made the cut.
This Beto.
It's no de Blasio.
Why doesn't Beto run for Senate?
I don't know.
I mean, it's not, nobody owes you a presidency, motherfucker. Nobody owes you that.
Yeah, I don't get it. There's got to be a reason besides. I don't know what he thinks the reason is.
He lost a race in Texas, so now he's like, I'm going to run for president.
I mean, maybe he thinks that somehow he'll squeak out an early state and turn into Obama all of a sudden and come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But I don't see that happening for him.
Hey, Beto.
I like Beto.
Right. Well,
he went up a couple percentage points when he said fuck.
Yeah, he said fuck.
A couple of times.
He said fuck. He said fuck. You can go to the Elizabeth Warren's Medium blog and read all her fucking policies.
Oh, does she say fuck?
Well, I don't know.
Oh.
Jeez, Elizabeth, why don't you say fuck? Be in the same league with Beto. And walk on a fucking table while you're at it. Ugh, so gross.
Those are the headlines.
Ooh.
The Drudge report. Also, they're saying Warren seems to be the new target.
Okay.
There's over at the Yahoo or Bloomberg, actually.
Right, right.
They're already calling it Elizabeth Warren's debate.
Damn!
And it seems like the two camps are saying the Biden and Warren camps are saying they're going to be nice to each other.
Right.
All the plans are for everyone to be nicey-nice.
Yeah. Well, right. Good, I guess. Go after Trump.
Warren has a long way to go to claim the nomination, it says, but the former Vice President Joe Biden, despite gaffes in age, will remain a formidable obstacle. The overwhelming majority of Democrats would ultimately support Biden with greater or lesser enthusiasm. Sanders will no doubt continue to dominate the party's left edge.
Yes.
And retain the undying loyalty of his Bernie bros.
Great. Great. Do you think Bernie could have done more with his base? You know, I mean, I know he told people to vote for Hillary, but could he have done more to educate his base?
A little pissed at the time, rightfully, about the thumb on the scale that the DNC put for Hillary.
Yeah.
Which we've said a million times, untoward, unfair.
Right, right.
Not illegal.
No, it's a DNC.
It's a private club. It's not a government entity. They don't have to be fair.
But is that a reason
they don't.
For you to, yeah, if, is that a reason for you to sit at home and not vote and let Trump win?
But they, you know, and then add the social media,
yes,
brainwashing and all that shit.
Oh yeah.
Turning Hillary into the most evil politician ever.
It's goddamn shameful.
Caligula.
Right, right.
Was a cuddle bear.
Yeah.
In comparison to evil Hillary.
Well, and by the way, if you ask some of these lunatics that couldn't vote for Hillary, they'd say emails. Why? Emails. What do you mean by that? And they just say the word louder. Emails!
Well, and then, well, we're not going to litigate that, but yeah.
Fucking stupid.
The facts
it's sexism.
Show otherwise, right.
It's fucking sexism. And you know, the thing is, I honestly think Warren's the best candidate.
What about Jared's email?
And nobody
Ivanka's
gives a fuck.
Email that we discovered they have using private emails for gov biz.
You know, I don't know. And here's what the Republicans benefit from. They benefit from the fact that a lot of Democrats aren't as shrill and loud and obnoxious as these GOP loads. You know?
Right.
We don't scream about we don't scream about shit enough. We don't make enough fucking noise. My God, dude, there's a Mueller report the size of a fucking phone book chronicling all the bullshit this motherfucker in the White House did with Russia. Imagine 2016. There was a coup. Trump stole that election, and he waltzed into the White House, and we can't even get the House to say impeachment. We can't even get him to. Not loud enough.
Warren's current position recalls Barack Obama's in 2007. He faced a formidable frontrunner in Hillary Clinton, yet scattered support among multiple other candidates suggested there were many votes available to Obama sooner or later.
Yes.
Without having to pry Clinton voters loose. Likewise, Warren doesn't need to convince Biden voters to switch to her, at least not yet. I would hope she wouldn't have to. I would hope nobody needs to convince anyone to endorse the Democrat, the ultimate Democrat choice.
You know what the great thing is? When we talk about this with the Republicans all the time, is that these conservative dickbags, a lot of them are dying out, right?
Well, yeah, sure.
But the other thing that's great, these neo-lib fucknuts, they're going away.
Same deal.
Yes, they're going away. And after this election, there won't be any more neo-lib fucknuts, right? Come on, man. I mean,
no, there will be, sure.
Like, there's Biden. Biden's a neo-lib.
They'll be the new conservatives.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Shit.
That's the world I'd like to see. that we could all agree that, you know, women should have right to choose, that we could all agree.
Yes.
That there should be sensible gun legislation, right. Et cetera, et cetera. Universal right. health care. Really, when you think about it, you can't even talk to these people. It's like we're the only civilized country on the fucking planet that industrialized, let's say, that doesn't have universal health care.
It's nuts. It's fucking bonkers, dude.
And I think we're one of the only, if not the only, that don't have paid child birth. You know, with your new kid. Yeah, time off with your new little rugrat.
That's crazy. It's fucking crazy. It's nuts. When you talk about the blueprint of the American dream, what is it? A house? A family? Kids? A fucking car?
Oh, no, no. It's 18 yachts.
Oh, yes.
Don't you watch television?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But
didn't if you hear that coffee cunt when he said, I'm the American dream? Wasn't it him?
Charles
or was it Steyer?
Schultz.
It might have been Steyer. But one of them was like, I'm the American dream.
He's killing the American dream. The existence of people like him are killing the American dream. We shouldn't have billionaires.
That shouldn't be the bar.
Yeah. Yeah. That is crazy.
The American dream used to be that you could work 40 hours a week, be treated like a human being.
Yes.
Be given a salary with which you could buy a house, a car, right. have children, send them to school, go on vacations, and go to movies and buy shit. No matter what the job. If you were flipping burgers, if you were working in a factory.
I mean, it's
you could afford to live on those salaries. And then the greed just kept sucking away. The greedsters that crawl out of the rich vajayjays. Then would be like, well, this is ours. What about our riches that we inherited?
I mean, if 1% of the people are living whatever they think the American dream is, and the rest of us are in this weird nightmare where you're working your dick off all the time, nobody can go on vacation, nobody can afford health care.
And they've done that by demonizing real work. We've talked about that before. The shitting on labor and turning through these big, giant, evil corporations owning the fucking media, turning labor into the big bad guy, the evil entity. Oh, my God, this poor business has to close
because
those evil workers want a living wage.
Well,
how dare they?
Listen, you 1% motherfuckers. You want that to be a reality? We will march up the Hollywood Hills and people will eventually take your shit. And that's how shit works.
Didn't we recently catch them utterly lying about just that thing? It was at one of these, was it one of the air conditioning plants in Iowa where they were like, the union is killing us. We have to run to Mexico. And then they found out what the negotiations were and that the union was basically bending over and willing to take pay cuts. But the corporation, their negotiation was you need to take like an 85% pay cut. And half of you need to move to Mexico anyway, or something like that. And
right.
That's where they're like, oh, well, you know, we had a good offer for you, ungrateful people. So we're going to have to kill the whole business and move everything to Mexico.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. It doesn't make any fucking sense. How can a society exist like that?
Well, it's not going well.
And then you put some racist nutbag in charge.
Right. Which is where what Yang says makes sense.
Yeah.
Not only, you know, it shouldn't be based on this work, this creepy, I don't know if this is the fucking Puritans that came over here and poisoned the country and
it's BDSM.
But it ties in with the evil capitalist.
Yes.
Where, you know, well, if you're not rich, you just must not be working hard enough.
Hey, dickhead, why don't you get on a sitcom? Why didn't you think of that, fuckface?
But in Europe, I mean, there's still, it's gotten a little bad at times because capitalism is a big drug.
Ooh.
And that form of capitalism.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously, all the happy countries are in Europe where there's the most regulations on business and the most taxes on rich people and business. Those are the happiest societies.
Yes. But we got a society, we got a bunch of deplorables. They're poor. They're evangelicals. They're pissed. They think illegal immigrants are floating or just pouring over the border with drugs.
Well, they're convinced by the evil rich people, ultimately, that the Browns are coming to take stuff from them, while the evil rich people are actually taking everything from them.
They took
everything.
They took the White House. They took fucking White House.
I saw another story about it was this Purdue Pharma bullshit and these Sacklers, and how the Sacklers put forth this deal where they claim they're paying $12 billion and they're giving up control of Purdue Pharma. Yes. When actually what they're doing is like some magic dissolving of it and reforming it in a, what's the bird that goes into the fire and comes back?
Phoenix!
Like a fucking phoenix.
A shitty phoenix.
So
it's bullshit.
Yeah, and that's why this one attorney general was on telly today, I think it was, and he was like, we're not taking this deal. This is crap. Yeah. This is crap.
Right.
And we need to go after these people themselves, because this is like a privately held corporation or something. This Purdue Pharma, they own it.
Yeah.
He said basically parts of the deal mean that they get to ship more of their drug overseas. It's like they get a bigger market.
Why?
Out of the deal.
Why do I give a fuck?
Because they're
about
forming
that.
Some international entity that they're going to schlep their drugs from.
I mean, we really should think about...
But they found that these Sacklers had sucked all of the value from these companies already over the years.
Right.
And put them into blind trusts and sneaky shell corporations, inside shell corporations. So nobody knows where all these people's money are. Hidden. Offshore somewhere.
So what has our government been doing then? Just
passing laws for them, being purchased by the Sacklers to pass laws to help the Sacklers do that and keep doing that and make more money doing that. People like them.
Right. That sucks.
That's why the Wall Streeters are terrified of Elizabeth Warren, because she's like, fuck that. Just like Bernie. But I don't think they take Bernie seriously. I don't think they think Bernie can win.
Yeah. Elizabeth Warren can win.
I think Elizabeth Warren is the Bernie bros. If there are any listening, will wreak hellfire. But I think she's more electable than Bernie.
Well, I mean, she is running a good campaign, right?
Right. And there's a likability.
Yeah.
There's a likability factor. Bernie's got this irascible, I'm pissed off kind of persona, rightfully so. But that's, you know, who he is. And she's a little more hopeful and irate and pissed off. Do you know what I mean?
When
she's got that injection of hope in there.
Yes. When she speaks, we get what the fuck she's talking about.
Right.
It's specific. Her message is on point all the fucking time.
And it all boils down to make people pay fucking taxes.
Yeah.
That should be. Yeah. And make the playing fields as fair as we can. Because there's nothing even close right now.
Yeah. I mean, this needs to be...
This antitrust stuff needs to be cranked up in the bigly way.
That we need revenge upon... We need revenge taken upon these one percenters. We need the shit ripped out of their fucking fingers.
No,
and the wealth needs to be redistributed. Yes. We haven't had... What's the minimum wage? 7-something? We haven't had an increase in the minimum wage in years.
But, I mean, I don't want to go full commie authoritarian, but... They can still live their really awesome lifestyles under the plans that the rest of us would like to see.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There's not going to be any disappearance of wealth. There's still going to be rich assholes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Don't worry.
Right.
And you'll still be. And you know what? Maybe there'll be a couple of more who actually earned getting there. Maybe they had a great idea.
But God damn it, man. Make them worry. Make them worry. You know, working class people worry all the time. They're like, how am I going to pay my bills? How am I going to pay my fucking rent?
Well, not
how do
all
I pay my car
are,
off?
Not all of them are they've grown up in this evil atmosphere of entitlement.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm not going to hang everybody in the town square.
I don't want to hang them. I don't want to hang them. But they have to pay for what they did to fucking society. They fucking did it.
I think making them pay their fair share from now on would be sufficient.
I love it.
But I mean, if there's actual corruption, like these Sacklers, they obviously should be gone after. But not just plain rich people. I don't think that's a solution. Then they go on in the story about the upcoming debate to talk about Harris, like what she's going to do. Maybe she's kind of lost support, like her. She's kind of got having a slump.
Yes.
A Harris campaign document left behind at a New Hampshire restaurant acknowledged a summer slump.
Jeez.
Poor Kamala Harris. So.
God, is that calculated? Did someone leave that?
God, you never know. It seems like she and Warren share a little bit of the same space, maybe. I mean, economically and I don't know. Who knows what the fuck is going to happen. Tonight's debate, maybe there'll be a slam dunk. Maybe Andrew Yang will win the night and win everyone over. I want to see what that surprise he's supposed to have.
Well, I think before Andrew Yang wins a debate, before our media lets somebody like Andrew Yang win a debate, they will pull the cord. That ain't. I'm sorry. Or
he'll win over at Drudge. You know, we'll be able to see who the Russian bots are trying to push from this debate since Tulsi's not in the debate.
Oh, jeez.
Their favorite. We'll see.
God.
Who the bots over at the Drudge Report decide should be the winner.
Yes.
It wouldn't surprise me if it was Yang. Because they want to take the most fringe. I mean, of this group, he would be, I guess, considered the most fringe with the
bots,
the UBI.
The bots are going to push him.
Right, to try to cause more strife among our side. To try to convince everyone that his support may be a little bit bigger than it is. Not that it's not been growing. It has, and he's got a great message, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't see our society remotely voting for UBI right now.
If you think sadly. About what the strategy is on the Republican side, strategy is Russian bots fucking with our election.
And divide. Yeah. Divide.
The strategy is that fucking voter suppression, right?
Divide the country, suppress the vote, cheat, gerrymander.
So what is our side doing to be smarter about it? How are we pivoting? What are we doing?
Last night, when Stacey Abrams was on, she's working hard. She's got a whole bunch of states where they are setting up these task forces, and she's like, it's not the time to sit back and watch and wait to see what happens. She goes, we need to attack right now and counterattack what they're trying to do with the suppression. And
right.
She said in some areas I forget which state, but they're going back to the, don't worry. We're worried about voter fraud. So we're going to send some big, scary white police to hang out at the polls. In your African American neighborhoods.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
We're going to have a bunch of cops surrounding the election place.
Well, you know what they're going to do? They'll do like what they did in New Mexico. No, not New Mexico. I'm sorry. In El Paso, Texas. They're going to deploy ICE on fucking horseback.
Oh, yeah.
Some bullshit like that to scare people of color away.
Then what was it? What town was it? Oklahoma somewhere maybe where they literally closed the one polling place and moved it to a place outside of town that was not connected by public transportation. So
that's
there was
crazy.
No way outside of walking 2 miles through the desert that you could get to this venue. obviously suppressing any Democratic vote because they feel that the Democrats are the poorer people and the browner people in that area.
Yeah, and the Democrats are saddled with the fact that that with this bullshit the Republicans do, since the Republicans are cheating, they aren't saddled with rules. So they can pivot, they can strategize, they can out-strategize us. But that's why I like what this Stacey Abrams is doing.
Yeah.
I mean, at least...
And Eric Holder and Obama are heavily working on the gerrymandering. Their groups are behind a lot of these court cases that have been overturning. We just had North Carolina's flushed down the toilet last week where judges threw it out and said, this is blatant. There's a district. God, they showed the map of one of these districts.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looks like a handful of spaghetti whipped at.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, it's just so ridiculous. And I think Rachel Maddow was talking about in one case, there is a historically black college in the town or in the area, in the district.
Oh my God.
And she said they literally split one dorm in half. Like
a building.
They drew the dorms so that they split the black vote, diluted the black student vote so that half of them went with this Republican district and half of them went to this other Republican.
These right-wing nut jobs are afraid of people of color. They are afraid of gay people.
People voting.
Yeah. They're afraid of people fucking voting, man.
Not a good sign.
No, I mean, you know, maybe vote blue should translate to let's save this election. You know?
Yeah.
We do not know. This is the thing. We all have to understand. We don't know what the other side is going to do. We didn't know what they were going to do in 2016. So we don't know what they're going to do this time.
Well, hopefully we've got some bot gulags going on the left. Hopefully there's a nefarious rich liberal or two out there who's been willing to do the same thing.
If I was George Soros, I'd already have the Avengers out there. We'd already have the Black Panther funded. We'd already have Batman.
Well, here's an example. Tennessee.
Yes.
Sovereign state.
Boo.
A federal judge today put on hold Tennessee's law targeting voter registration drives. Listen to the shit they tried to do. I think
what
I read about this. This is crazy. The judge there said that the groups challenging the law were likely to win on the merits, and that by so she put a stay on it until it makes its way through the courts.
Yes.
Because she said it could cause real harm to people if you put it into effect and then it's overturned later.
Oh, okay.
In that interim, there's going to be an election.
Yes.
You could actually do harm. So she said, we're not going to let you do it. She called this law troublingly vague. And the state can't explain why they have these new requirements and penalties. Penalties.
What does it say about a country that one of our parties, the Republicans, both Democrats, there is corruption in the Democrats, whatever. But these Republicans are borderline fucking treasonous.
So they found in typical Republican fashion, they found one thing that happened and have decided that's rampant.
Yes.
The Tennessee legislature, overwhelmingly GOP, passed it after some election officials accused a group focused on registering black voters of overburdening them with flawed voter registration forms in the days leading up to the 2018 elections. So they were mad that there were a bunch of voter registration forms that they turned in that weren't filled out right, weren't filled out all the way, whatever.
Oh, okay.
And they were upset about
about
this.
But they're lying.
So the Tennessee GOP was like, oh my God, they're trying to force all these fake registrations in and dead people and Mexicans voting nine times. And so they passed this law that would call for fines and even prison to be imposed on voter registration drives that turn in a certain number of imperfect forms.
So guess what? No one will do it.
And then I'm sure they started taking real close looks at those forms. Well, I don't know. That T don't look like it's totally crossed there. That looks like it could be an F.
Oh, bullshit.
I think we're going to have to throw this Negro in jail.
Or they just hold a stack of voter registration forms from that drive and they say, oh, these are fraudulent without even fucking looking at them. Let's get real. It's the Republicans. They fucking cheat. They fucking lie.
The law also required some registration drive workers to receive government training and meet new registration requirements.
Oh, fuck this. Fuck this.
They also mandated a disclaimer included in voter groups' messaging, distancing their efforts from official government operations. So they want you to know that the government of Tennessee is not involved in this voter registration drive because we're Republicans and we don't want you Negroes voting.
Yeah. Yeah. See, these fucking Republicans are evil motherfuckers. They just are.
The judge said the disclaimer requirement is unconstitutionally vague. What does that mean? Why would this? It's ridiculous. She said, do not meet the legal standards for government control compelled speech.
Yes.
The registration and training requirements, she said, have little basis. She had little basis for concluding that there was any necessity for these.
I mean, it's fucking nuts.
In the government's interest in seeing voter registration being done properly.
This is
people shouldn't
suppression.
Have to register and people shouldn't have to go through special training.
Let's be real. One of the pillars of the GOP is voter suppression.
Oh, yeah.
And you could argue that it is the fucking pillar.
Well, right now, yeah. Because it's all they got. I mean, any kind of way to cheat is all they got. They got other things. Ways to cheat. But they're not winning on the merits. They're not winning on the message. Increasingly, they're losing.
Yeah.
Old white people are dying out.
Man, that story that you just did is fucking nuts.
Listen to this North Carolina one.
I mean, if we aren't allowed to fucking vote, if we aren't allowed to have our voices heard, then what? What is the future of this goddamn society?
Well, a judge blocked it.
Well, that's good.
So they can't do it for this election. God, I don't have it in the magic spreadsheet. Oh, here it is.
The magic spreadsheet.
Just when you thought the North Carolina legislature couldn't get any lower, these guys have just done some heinous bullshit. Remember, these were the ones who decided that they were going to strip the new incoming Democratic governor of just about every power except for cutting ribbons that he was going to have because, God forbid, they have to deal with someone who's not a goose-stepping fascist GOP dick.
Wait. What state is this?
North Carolina.
No. You're confusing this because we did a story before where they did this shit in Wisconsin.
They followed the North Carolina model. Let's not forget North Carolina. Wasn't North Carolina the first let's see your penis law?
Oh, yes.
Or your hoo-ha law?
God damn it, guys.
Prove to me you're of the gender you are going into the bathroom for, of which, for, yes. for of the.
Well, hey, guess what? Everybody just wants to motherfucking pee, you assholes.
So this is cartoonish.
Yes.
Fuck watery and evil.
Right.
Roy Cooper, the governor, vetoed their heinous budget.
Yes.
Forcing what would be known in most Democratic areas, small d.
Right.
As compromise.
Yes.
Like you're supposed to.
Ooh.
God, and there was when they were talking about this gerrymandering in North Carolina, ridiculous. Like.
Right.
It's about a 50-50, almost 50-50 voting state now, they said. Yet, the Republicans one have gerrymandered it to the point where it's like crazy higher numbers for that. I don't have the number in front of me, but it's like 17 to 10 pro on the Republican side. They've sliced up the state so that they cannot, even from the minority of votes, they're going to hold a strong majority in the legislature. And that same thing happened in Virginia. Virginia voted, like hundreds of thousands of more people voted Democratic in Virginia for representatives, yet the Democrats lost.
How is this? How is what they're...
Well,
the only
reason gerrymandering needs to fucking go.
The only reason, the difference between a group of people driving tanks into a government building and say, hey, we're taking over, and this gerrymandering is the tanks. I mean, really, dude, because the people voting are not choosing. How is this how is gerrymandering and this voter suppression not seen as a coup?
Well, it's a slow moving one, but yeah, definitely. And they've done it at all levels. This was part of that Koch brother grassroots. Get the dog catcher on your side. Get the local water commissioners.
They start small.
Move your way up, and then you've got your Scott Walkers, your ideologues, who make it higher and higher. We know what party they're going for.
Oh, yes.
They're leaning
absolutely
toward, because they're not into the democracy thing. The Koch brothers want a oligarchy, a plutocracy.
It's fucked up.
They claim not, but their policies are ridiculous.
But the problem is, the real issue is
anti-government.
That people, I think it's not seen, it's not described like we just described it usually, because it's seen as something that both sides do.
Well, they have, but the Republicans have taken it to fucking Sistine Chapel level.
Yeah.
In the states with the gerrymandering.
Right.
There's a couple of states. One of the SCOTUS, the one in front of the SCOTUS was, which I think they punted till next time, didn't they? Was a democratically controlled state that was gerrymandered so that the Democrats would never lose.
You know, I think about that movie, the latest Michael Moore movie, and at the beginning, there's a sequence. And Michael Moore states all the things that we want in America that we don't have. We want comprehensive gun control. We want free college. We want a higher minimum wage. We want universal health care. There's a bunch of shit people in this country want. We're all a bunch of hippies, but we don't have it. And the reason must be what you just said. This fucking gerrymandering.
A lot of it, yeah. And the undemocratic foundation on which we were built. The Senate. Why do a couple hundred thousand people and a lot of cows get the same amount of senators? I'm talking about Montana. Get the same amount of senators as that we had in California.
You know, man, right.
Same amount of power.
Yeah, and the bullshit of it, the injustice is this progress is slow.
You're giving land power.
It's insane. You're giving squirrels power.
And there's no one vote, one person, which was allegedly the ideal of the founders.
I mean, just think about it.
And then the Electoral College is a joke worldwide. Right. There's nothing like it in the world, because nobody would think it was a sane thing to do.
Why? Because it made it so you could get your votes counted if you owned slaves.
Right. And again, land.
Wait, let me understand. I always fuck this up. The Electoral College existed so plantation owners could get representation based on their slaves that they owned. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, let me understand. We don't own slaves anymore.
Correct. Ideally.
So why do we have this? Why do we have this? God.
Well, now it's morphed into rural America, but a lot of rural America is owned by giant corporations. the grazing lands are owned by Bundys.
Yeah.
Who are these rich ranchers that own tens of thousands of acres.
And they're not necessarily bleeding heart liberals.
Right.
Well, they aren't.
And how do they feel about black people? Do they think black people should be treated equally?
Dude, that are...
I mean, you know, so it's just a stupid... It's a and when you try to say to one of these people, well, our vote's not going to count. Nobody's going to come visit us and everything. So then our vote shouldn't count, is what you're saying. So you're saying your vote should mean more than my vote. Why does my vote not count? Why are you better than me? Because I choose to live in an urban area, a diverse urban area with lots of different people with different viewpoints and colors and religions and all that shit.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm punished for that.
Yes. But you can't win that argument because these lunatics are that they're like Jedi Knights in this right wing nut job brain jujitsu bullshit. Yeah.
Well, we strap in.
Ooh, yes.
We didn't even start this North Carolina story.
Boo.
So, Roy Cooper, the Democrat governor there, who had to take to court the GOP majority in his state so that they wouldn't geld the office of the governor simply because it was a nasty, smelly Democrat coming in.
Yes.
So what does that tell you? The democratically elected governor, the people of the state of North Carolina said, we want a Democrat to be governor because we think you guys are assholes and we want somebody to put a check on this insane GOP legislature.
Yeah, yeah.
And the GOP legislature said, we're going to take away all his power.
Yeah. Those fucking crooks.
Didn't work. The courts overturned, smacked the Republicans down.
Hell yeah.
And he retained most of his power and duties.
Yes.
The Republicans have apparently been trying to override this veto.
Yes.
To get their nasty, heinous budget through.
Right.
But they haven't been able to because they're, I don't know if it's like a 2/3 majority or whatever. It's a higher majority that is required than just their shitty regular majority.
Yes, the shitty regular majority. I wish fucking Chris Matthews would say that.
So on Wednesday,
yes,
which is yesterday, 9/11.
Okay.
The Republicans in charge,
right,
create the schedule, decide what happens.
Oh, good.
As they had many times in the past, said nothing on the agenda today, no votes.
Right.
Many of the Democrats went off and attended 9/11 commemoration ceremonies.
Oh my fucking God.
And are you ready for this? I got it already.
I think I know where you're going with this.
The Republicans said, ooh, look, we've got a quorum. We've got enough. Let's have that override vote right now.
Why did the fucking Democrats let them think? Why would you trust them? Why would you turn your backs to them for one motherfucking second?
That's sad. That's what it is.
But God.
And they've done that before. We have other stories of the same kind of shit where they've convened in the middle of the night when the Democrats are off sleeping, or they've left for dinner and come back early to have votes before the Democrats come back. I mean,
commemorating 9/11.
This is the evil of that these Republicans stoop to. Undemocratic. They're not only suppressing how many of your representatives get sent to that body.
Yes.
They're representing the votes of that representative.
And I know the people that did the wrong thing in this story are the Republicans. I get that. But I will put this to you. If it was Representative Bile, of course a Democrat.
God forbid. Yeah.
No, listen to me. And it was time to go off to do the 9/11 commemoration. You left all these nasty piggy Republicans in the room. You would be like, wait, guys, wait a second. Hold the fuck on.
Well, there
on.
Were 12 Democrats that were there.
You would have said, we can't trust these assholes. They'll do a quorum and they'll fuck the country up. Right? You would have been wise to that. Why weren't our Democrats wise to that? Come on. Wake the fuck up.
They can't be trusted.
They can't be. How many times? How many fucking times do we have
it's
to
Lucy
tell
in the football.
Our blue politicians do not trust the GOP. They are liars. They are crooks. They are cheats.
They will cheat.
And
they do cheat.
And they took advantage. And we let them.
The few Democrats that were there were obviously outraged. Lots of yelling ensued.
Hell yes.
One representative. Here is Representative Deb Butler,
yes,
grabbing the microphone.
Go get him, Deb.
During this vote that the Republicans were ramming through.
Yes.
I will not yield, Mr. Speaker.
I just want. Here she is.
I like this Democrat.
You shall not do this to. You shall not do this to democracy in North Carolina, Mr. Speaker. How dare you do this, Mr. Speaker? I will not yield.
We're not gonna let anybody touch you.
I will not yield, Mr. Speaker. I will not yield.
Meanwhile, the Republicans are ignoring her.
They don't
give a fuck. Just going on with the vote.
You shall not usurp the process, Mr. Speaker. How dare you subject this body to trickery, deceptive practices, hijacking the process? We have been here day and night for months defending what we believe, and you would submit this body to trickery, deception, deceit? It is so typical of the way you conduct yourself. How dare you, Mr. Speaker?
Yeah, it is typical of the way these Republicans conduct themselves.
Damn, that is... Yes. Fuck. Well, what's her name? Who is that?
Deb Butler. Representative Deb Butler of... I don't know which part of North Carolina she's from.
No one's clap. Do we have clapper? Do we have a clap sound?
You want some applause?
Yeah! Yes!
She was on Lawrence O'Donnell.
Hell yes!
I think last night.
God damn, that was... She's right! She's right! They're there all the time in session, right? Fighting these fucking bloodthirsty asshole Republicans. And then you go off to commemorate 9/11 and you get fucked.
So the governor is looking into suing because he just doesn't think this is viable.
So it's not legal what they did.
We're not. He doesn't believe so, he says. So they're going to sue. Daily Beast says, while some Democrats were attending a 9/11 memorial event.
God damn.
North Carolina Republicans took the opportunity to override a budget veto. Deb Butler, again, quoted as saying, this trickery that is being evidenced this morning is tantamount to a criminal offense.
Shit. Fuck. Give her a parking spot wherever she works. She gets the keys to the executive shitter.
I mean, 55-9 it passed because there were only 9 Democrats there.
Well, why did... See, I don't need to get... I don't need to fucking fixate on why those other Democrats left and trusted these dirtbag, heinous Republicans. Because I don't understand that. That's bullshit!
You wouldn't believe it. It's happening in this country.
Listen, I hate that Deb Butler had to do that because she shouldn't have had to do that. But it's inspiring, isn't it? That's people standing up. Hey, Nancy Pelosi, you listen to Deb. Fuck. Trickery.
Ridiculous level bullshit from the Republicans of North Carolina again.
Yeah, and I'm listening to that clip. What is going on when I'm hearing them say, don't let anybody touch her or what's
going
on?
The Democrats that were there surrounded her to make sure that they wouldn't let the marshals order her silenced or whatever.
Can they do that?
Well, they're Republicans.
My God.
Do you have a doubt that they would try it?
Cowards.
Whether they would do it or not?
You fucking coward GOP motherfuckers. You wait until people go off to commemorate 9/11 to pass your heinous fucking bullshit, and then somebody stands up to you. Deb Butler stands up to you, and you send the fucking marshals. Fuck you. My God. Bastards. Jesus.
What's going on over at the Drudge Report? Government silently monitoring snake-like UFOs seen around the country. Mysterious object from interstellar space approaching our solar system.
We got space snakes?
Are two different headlines.
We got space snakes?
And these are headlines that are really high up on Drudge Report.
Oh, God.
God damn.
We got space snakes up in this bitch. Fuck that.
I don't know. This is the Daily Star from the UK. This is one of those UK loony rags.
Back in the day, they covered like Courtney Stodden, shit like that.
The U.S. Oh, it's an exclusive.
Oh, yes.
Hey, listen to already the disclaimer. Exclusive. A former police detective believes the U.S. government is well aware of the mysterious objects that appeared over several states.
They look like snakes? Are they...
The U.S. government is likely aware of the snake-like UFOs that have been spotted across the country and are monitoring them, a former police detective has revealed.
A former police detective? Who the fuck is that?
Over the past several months, people from all parts of the U.S. have claimed to have captured bizarre objects in the skies on camera, which bear similarities to snakes in their movement.
Okay, so if we're... This sounds like the beginning of some fucked up, apocalyptic, you know, space invasion kind of fucking movie.
And it just goes on to talk about these... I don't know, this weird video.
God, the dog's been asleep the whole fucking show, man.
That's good. We appreciate that. It looks like a snake.
We got space snakes. Well, what about Space Force?
Space Force is maybe
with the cigar-shaped UFOs. We've seen some DOD footage about those recently that's been all over the news. But when we've been traveling around the world...
Is this the retired fucking detective?
I don't know.
I mean, if we... Hey, Trump, maybe look into this. If we got space snakes surrounding our planet... Maybe a little less time, I don't know, drawing pictures and making Noah do it and shit, you know, looking at these snakes with Space Force. Isn't this Space Force's job?
Is Drudge trying to fill the InfoWars vacancy?
Yeah.
With these?
Who knows, man.
And the other one, mysterious object from interstellar space approaching our solar system. Oh, look at this. Is the sun.
Yes.
.co.uk.
Hello.
This is Murdoch's shit rag.
Right.
A mysterious object from deep space is fizzing.
Yes.
Towards the solar system, and scientists have no idea what it is.
Hello.
Dubbed C/2019Q4. The high-speed body appears to be on a path originating from another star system that will see it fire past Mars in October.
My God.
It would make only the second interstellar visitor ever known to have reached the star system. The first was the cigar-shaped object Oumuamua, which was around a couple of years ago, if you recall. We did this,
what
we talked
was that?
About that.
No, I don't remember that.
It was a big cigar-shaped asteroid planetoid that approached, but it was an extra solar system object. It's the first that we knew of. It came from not outside of our solar system.
Right. So what would it, if we had done that story, what would we have called that? Like an asteroid or... Do you think the word cigar is in the summary? Not that it matters. I'm just wondering.
Oh, were you checking crabdiving.com to see if the Oumuamua is in there?
Yeah.
So this one, I guess, is another one. But you know, they're trying to paint it as a. They don't know what it is. Like it's fucking aliens or something.
Yeah, well,
it's just a different shaped rock, probably.
But again, I don't mean to. Listen. Every movie where there's a space, presence, we get invaded. there's always someone that says, oh, it's, you know, it's just nothing. It's a disturbance up there in the cosmos. Right, don't worry about it. And then the next moment,
the person that goes in the attic, see what the noise is. Sure.
Fucked up. Then the next thing you know, a bunch of Martians are walking around like, we come in peace, you know?
So I guess, you know, we'll keep our eyes.
I referenced the movie I referenced, right?
The what?
We Come in Peace. We Come in Peace. Mars Attacks,
yeah.
Underappreciated movie.
I concur.
Correct.
Funny movie. Yeah, okay.
Tom Jones is in that.
Now a judge on The Voice.
Oh, yeah.
In the UK. Good for him.
Oh, absolutely.
He's got a gig. Tom Jones sits around.
Right. I mean,
they really put in a lot of time coaching these people.
Tom Jones is putting in Boy George,
I think he's on the Australian version.
Boy George
is putting in a lot of hours.
The guy still tours, and he tours with a huge band. It's supposed to be a great show.
I saw Culture Club once, one of the best concerts I ever saw in my life.
Did I know that? God, you saw Culture Club?
I think I might have mentioned that, yeah.
Damn, I would go back in time to see Culture Club. War was stupid, and people are stupid.
I'll date myself here. I was just a sperm running around in my dad's sack at the time. But
swimming.
My favorite Prince Purple Rain tour.
Yeah. Is he on tour again?
I don't think he's aware of it.
In the celestial
weekend
body.
Weekend at Bernie's, fucked up shit. Weekend at Prince's.
Still, I know at some point during the performance his guitar was fucked up and out of tune, but god damn it. That was the best fucking Super Bowl ever.
Yeah, Prince is amazing, man. That was
amazing. That was the best.
That was kind of the first musician death that really kind of got to me. I was like, oh my god, because you know, Prince was my youth.
I'll say this, whoever's in charge of this halftime Super Bowl shit, put Anderson .Paak on there. That would be the shit. That would be the shit.
That's a lot of N-word.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, whatever.
Well, I mean, it's Anderson .Paak, Sam, you know.
Well, yeah.
You know, it's not some fucking white dude.
This is a guy that got called into HR. We're writing on Star Trek.
Oh, God, but the guy's black.
Yeah,
he's
African-American,
and he was quoting.
He's a
He's
a novelist, too, a pretty acclaimed writer. Writes detective novels, and he also had a gig working on the new Star Trek.
Yes,
and he was relaying a story of a guy talking to him.
Yes,
it was a policeman, I believe, who used the N-word. So he was quoting a racist policeman who had talked to him.
Who said this
to him? In the writer's room, said, yeah, I go to, I don't remember the exact quote, but it was like, I go to white neighborhoods and arrest N-words. And in N-word neighborhoods, I arrest the whiteys or something like that. Because
and he relayed this story.
I guess he was trying to say, I'm not racist. It's just you don't belong there kind of a thing. And this writer was relaying that story, and it was from back in the day. He was saying, you know, this was a number of years ago. And somebody took offense that he, a black man,
yes,
BT Dubs, used the N-word as a quote, didn't have the stones to confront him and say, you know, I would appreciate if you didn't use that word. It offends me.
Yeah.
Even coming from a black man, I appreciate it. But went squealing to HR, some HR skunk called this guy in and gave him a dressing down and said, literally said, you can use that word in a script, but you can't say it in the writer's room.
That doesn't make any fucking
sense. It's so utterly ridiculous. And
it happened.
So this guy was like, I'm out of here.
Wait. And it, good fuck, that's awesome. That he could walk in. Well, it sucks he had to walk, though.
Well, right.
That's bullshit. He shouldn't have lost
his... Yeah.
I mean, you know.
But he's like, how am I going to go in that room again? Knowing that I have to monitor every syllable that I say or something like that.
And it was his story, right?
He was, yeah, he was telling
it's
the story,
his story.
Of something
it's his truth.
That someone told him.
It's how he was marginalized by a fucking cop.
He wrote an op-ed in the New York Times. Walter Mosley.
Yes.
Said he quit the series when another writer complained about his use of the N-word in the writer's room. I told the story about a cop who explained to me that on the streets of Los Angeles, he stopped all the N-words in yes. Paddy neighborhoods. Oh, that's Irish. He stopped all the N-words in Paddy neighborhoods and all the Paddies in N-word neighborhoods.
God.
Because they were usually up to no good. I told the true story as I remembered it, he said. He said he received a phone call from HR.
God damn.
A pleasant young sounding young man said, Mr. Mosley, it's been reported that you use the N-word in the writer's room. He replied, I am the N-word in the writer's room.
Oh, shit. God, I mean, you know, the crazy thing is...
He was not, there was nothing, he wasn't written up or anything. But he said that another writer said the word made them feel uncomfortable.
I mean, God.
He said, I was told I couldn't use that word in common parlance even to express an experience I lived through.
I you know,
so he said, I'm out of here.
You know, it just doesn't. He said a word that someone used against him to be racist.
There I was, a black man in America who shares with millions of others the history of racism and more often than not treated as subhuman. If addressed at all, that history had to be rendered in words my employers regarded as acceptable.
Good God, dude.
Star Trek Discovery was the show.
Yes.
And, you know, he'll be fine. What?
Which one is that?
That's the new one on CBS All Access.
Oh, okay. Is it good?
Haven't seen. Don't have All Access.
Right.
I'm sure it's...
It's the dumbest shit ever. It really is a crazy-ass story.
It's a... Yeah, it's kind of a...
It's stupid. It's stupid.
You know, more corporate fuckery, really.
Yeah. I mean, you know, part of this is like, that guy's truth is that people say race. The guy said, a cop said something to him that was racist, you know?
Trying to justify that he wasn't a racist.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
it's insane.
It was also anti-Irish.
Yeah. And let's not, and you lose sight of the fact that, this cop spent his career doing a bunch of shit based on racism.
Oh, yeah.
So how many people...
He blatantly said he would stop black people in white neighborhoods.
And harass them.
Just because.
And harass them.
Because they were obviously up to no good.
And harass them because of the color of their skin. That's what he was paid for. That's how he earned his money as a cop. He's a fucking cop.
Jar Payo.
Dirty ass fucking cop.
Pulling over Mexicans.
Yeah, papers, please.
Because they may be, yeah, because they may not be citizens.
And our president fucking pardoned that motherfucker. And our president pardoned him.
Yes.
We forget that. People fucking forget that Donald Trump pardoned Joe Arpaio. It's not like Joe Arpaio was sitting in jail, by the way, right?
No, he's running for sheriff again.
Now he's running for sheriff again.
After he got his ass handed to him when he ran for Senate, coming in last, last in the primary.
And we have to sit here and wonder if our president is a white fucking supremacist. Oh, my God.
Well, we don't.
We're wondering. Woke. You're woke. If you understand your president is a fucking white supremacist, you are woke to that. Not, you're not. You're asleep. You're walking around with your eyes shut, your ears shut. Good God, motherfuckers.
We've got another story here. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday already, everybody.
Yay.
We'll whip out our atheism a little bit more.
Well, look at this.
But you know what can never wait till Faithless Friday.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Is a Baker clip.
Bam.
This one, I noticed you got to follow Right Wing Watch on the Twitter, because I've noticed that they've started putting up short clips and not doing blog posts about them. So you'll miss some of these clips that they're only tweeting or putting on social media if you go to their website to look for their normal stories. So a lot of these are just simple tweets with just short clips. And this is one of those.
Schwartz.
This is that guy that was on with them the last clip we played.
Yes.
Let's see if I can find his name.
Okay.
But he was James Gall. He was the one that said his prophecy that he received from the Lord was that Ruth Bader Ginsburg still has time to repent.
Oh, my God.
Remember that one?
That dude. That was yesterday, right?
It bleeds together. I don't know.
That's day before.
But this guy, this is a clip of him.
Yes.
But this one I have listened to.
Oh, fuck.
I'm so sad that it's so short.
Yes.
And there's a spectacular Lori.
Damn.
Right at the end, and it's cut off
in
this clip. I really want to find the longer clip, but
right.
There's some good reactions in this one.
Nice.
The other thing is, when you listen to this, listen for the reactions, but also, what the fuck is this guy talking about?
God's raising up a man with the T for triumph, and the Lord's raising up a victory, a triumph sound, to tip the scales for our nation to be in biblical alignment.
That's right. So good.
And you know,
well, Lori is right with him.
But what?
Lori is on top of that shit. Biblical alignment, a guy with a T and a V. These are these prophecies with some letters or something.
Do you know what they're talking
about?
No. Okay, good.
No.
Good. I'm like, what the fuck?
No. There is utterly no clue as to what this shit is about.
You got to hand it to these evangelicals. They will yes and anything. Lori, and I guarantee she had no.
Lori's more than yes anding, though. She's like, she's right there with him.
Well, you made a good point when we played the last Jim Baker clip, Lori Baker clip. She could be looking through her purse and going, yes, I don't know. Listen, yes, there's a pill.
Here's again.
God's raising up a man with the T for triumph, and the Lord's raising up a victory, a triumph sound, to tip the scales for our nation to be in biblical alignment.
That's right. So good.
And you know, very similar.
It is so amazing.
Oh, so good. She said, that's right, so good. And now Jim Baker is going to spew some DNA all over it.
Ooh, yes.
He can't. He can't achieve what Lori does.
Oh, fuck no.
It is so amazing. And I didn't get it. Lynn, well, you told me. How do you spell Truman?
T-R-U-M.
T-R-U-M. How do you spell Trump?
T-R-U-M.
The first four letters are exactly the same.
Oh, my God. Truman and Trump. The first four letters are exactly the same.
What the fuck? I mean, if you listen,
Lori is almost rolling over in her chair, nodding emphatically. Yes.
You have a visual?
Yeah.
I got it. Can I?
Yeah.
How do you spell Trump?
T-R-U-M.
The first four letters are exactly the same, right?
Yes.
It's a true man with a trumpet.
Oh.
God's raising up.
That's the end, goddammit, with Lori having some sort of event. Oh, a true man with a trumpet. Oh, holy shit. This is what these people
listen
to.
This is some crazy bullshit.
Some insane bullshit.
And the visual is like,
We'll put it up on. We'll retweet it and we'll put it up on our Facebook.
Yes. Yes. Am I hallucinating? Are there two? Is it two guys, bald head, white beards, black glasses on that?
That's what the other guy looks like too. Yeah, God. Jim Baker. He looks very similar to Jim Baker.
Yeah, it's just some weird shit, man. It's some weird fucking shit.
Hi, Shelby. Welcome. Oh, yes. Welcome.
She woke up.
Welcome to the lap.
I was worried she was sleeping for so long for some reason. Don't bite the fucking mic,
the microphone.
Man. Let me tell you,
intern.
The bare minimum, intern, is don't eat the sound equipment. Please. Right?
So there you go, Jim Baker clip.
Chewing on the microphone like you don't have enough toys. How many toys does this dog have?
A plethora.
What's the count?
A lot.
It's like 18.
And your mom brought her two more yesterday.
yeah. Love them.
So that's what we've got going there. I thought that was a clip that could not wait for tomorrow.
Oh, that
ending. I'm going to play
it. It's only Thursday. It's Thursday.
R-U-M. How do you spell Trump?
T-R-U-M.
The first four letters are exactly the same, right?
Yes.
It's a true man with a trumpet.
Oh.
God's reason.
I'm upset with Right Wing Watch, actually, that they cut it off there. I almost want to go to the actual show clip and find this moment because I want to hear what happens after Lori's like, oh!
I mean, they're waiting. They're just dishing out so much bullshit when they find anything that
it's like the QAnon.
They're looking for a single thread.
Oh, yeah. There were seven letters in that word, and it was 7 months. Between the time that Q dropped the first letter and the second letter.
But there's only, I mean, really.
And I'm not exaggerating. That's the kind of shit. We've read some of those Q posts before where people are like, oh, did you realize that it has the same number of letters in it?
QAnon is supporting Donald Trump and the right-wing nut jobs.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Bigly. QAnon thinks that there's some big plan to put Hillary in jail.
It's any moment now.
And Trump is playing this amazing game of three-dimensional chess.
Yeah, yeah. He's battling the evil deep state that's trying to take away our government, make us socialists and gay.
So what part of the three-dimensional chess strategy was drawing a Sharpie line to indicate
five-dimensional chess?
A hurricane in Alabama.
Can't even describe the dimensions.
Yes.
I'm on 69 dimensional chess.
I'm on the Xanax dimension. God, Lori sounds nuts. Oh.
We've got another story. So there's
that's amazing.
A Faithless Friday-esque.
Well, that's a tease, right?
Clip. I've got another one. What the hell?
What if we do another short spurt? If we do all the Faithless Friday stories today, there will be nothing to report upon tomorrow.
I would venture that incorrect because I already have a bunch of stories in the magic spreadsheet.
Oh, God, Jeebus. Are you even paying? Wow. Ouch!
Here's a little ditty from, this one's easy.
Yes.
You know, we have launched a program of...
Right.
Pat Robertson's still alive, everybody.
Shit, I quit asking. He's alive.
Arguably.
Is he the lead? I mean, the guy owned the diamond
animatronics are great if he's not.
You know, I always thought about Pat Robertson as the most corrupt of all these dickbags. But Jesus, this Jerry Falwell guy.
Oh, yeah. Hold my beer.
Pat Roberts is like, oh, when I'm fucking the missus, I'm barely able to fit.
Did you see that Jerry Falwell Jr. is going full Trump in his response? They've now turned around and he's demanding that the FBI look into the smear campaign and some evil coup at Liberty University because the people interviewed for that bombshell article were current and former Liberty University staff and board members.
So he's doubling down. He's still saying those pictures are doctored of him in the nightclub, right?
I guess. And thoroughly denied anything, all everything that Michael Cohen had to say about when Michael Cohen said that he helped Falwell suppress some dirty pictures of him and his wife or something.
Jeez. God.
Of his big honking hog, apparently.
That his poor wife. Junior must be such a bore that all he wants to talk about when any he's hanging out with anybody is like, let me tell you about my big thick dick.
Which, you know, at that point, whip it out.
Yeah, whip it out, stupid.
Prove it.
Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I'll find a 23-year-old trainer for you to show it to. Maybe a pool boy.
I'm doing dick push-ups.
Could whip it out for.
Oh, yes.
Here's Pat Robertson with the latest.
Yes.
You know, we have launched a program of destroying the lives of young children. You know, during abortion and even after abortion, that they would be killed.
You notice he changes the narrative in the middle of his sentence when he says starts to say unborn, and then he says of young children.
Yeah, because if they're unborn,
they want the image that it's, you know, a fully formed little kid dancing around in the womb moments after the load is blown.
But Pat Robertson's not the only person that's been spreading this bullshit, right?
No, it's the whole
our president
abortion vibe.
Hasn't our president said the same thing?
Yeah, like, he doesn't. We know he doesn't believe it, but yes, he says that.
I mean, like, but he's
Pence, real believer.
Yeah, but he, didn't Trump say that they actually carry a baby's born and then they kill it?
Well, he's lying.
But he walks you through the whole process, right? I mean,
yeah, he's lying.
Well, yeah, but it's fucking nuts, man.
Well, like, yeah, God. But he doesn't care. Ultimately, he knows. You think he has empathy for some little baby dying somewhere? Give me the fucking break.
You know that he told Michael Cohen, he was like, listen, you keep that book from coming out. I don't give a fuck what you have to do. You follow Stormy. You send goons. You threaten her, even if her child's with her. You know he
did
that.
We have launched a program of destroying the lives of young children. During abortion and even after abortion, that they would be killed. And
after abortion, that they're killed. Again, a lie.
But he
a lie.
It's not even making sense. He said
zero states is it legal to murder a baby. At that point, it's a baby.
What if a dingo eats it?
It's just ridiculous and a lie.
You know that
lies,
reference?
Lies, lies.
You know that reference?
Dingo ate my baby.
All right, good.
Because a dingo ate a baby. Dingo was on my short list of names.
For Shelby?
For the new dog, yeah.
Oh, I can't imagine her name not being
Shelby.
Well,
it's a Monty Python tie-in, which was my usual.
Wait. That's a Seinfeld. That's a Seinfeld reference.
But it was Monty Python reference first.
Oh, goddamn, I didn't know that. Oh, shit. Which Monty Python movie?
One of the blonde, sexy young twins that run the castle of all the young nymphettes.
Yes. A dingo ate my baby?
There's the two twins, Dingo and Zoot.
And
And Zoot put a grail-shaped lamp in the window and lured poor Sir Galahad to the... where they were going to have the oral sex then. And then...
yeah.
That was Lancelot, I mean.
Right.
And then Galahad came and rescued him from the evil...
Galahad, the good and the pure,
from
whatever.
The evil nymphettes.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I might stay.
Right. I don't really need rescuing. Of course you do.
That's funny.
So, Zoot and Dingo were the two names of the two young twins.
Hey, listen,
played by the same
character. I'll just offer out there. If you want the crabs to come over to your place, we'll watch the Monty Python Holy Grail with you for
$5,000. What a treasure evening that would be.
For $5,000! We're coming over! We're bringing the dog!
Pay us $5,000 to stay away.
Yeah, that's better.
We'll be at your place on Tuesday. A little bit left here, the big show. Don't forget our Amazon portal, crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Jeebus.
Use that every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commission.
We get paid, baby.
Cost you fuck all.
No thanks to Sky God.
I've got a story. Talk about weed a little bit.
Oh, okay.
This is, I don't know, good news.
Yes.
This combines two stories that we talk about often here.
Yes.
Weed.
Right.
And asshole policeman.
Ooh, yes.
Well, a judge in New York has finally had enough, and issued a scathing opinion.
Damn!
Not only going after a specific officer in the case,
right,
that they were adjudicating, excuse me.
Yes.
She was adjudicating, right, but also a general opinion about the practice as it seems to occur.
Right.
Of cops using the "I smelled marijuana."
Oh, shit.
Let's call it lie.
Yes.
Too summarily and without warrant, subject you to an illegal search.
Oh, how lovely. How lovely.
And just a coincidence that most of those people have to happen to be brown and or black.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's what happened with Tymar Crawford. Supposedly, Tymar drove here by
in,
a cop.
Here in Pensacola, a story that's been going on.
Yeah, and
police killing a gentleman.
I don't know what's going on with the fucking thing right now, but supposedly Tymar drove by a cop. The cop said he smelled marijuana from the fucking car. And now the guy's dead. Now Tymar Crawford is dead. Shot to death by the fucking cops.
Because of weed.
Because of fucking weed.
Courts in New York have long ruled that if a car smells like marijuana smoke, the police can search it.
Yes.
Without a warrant.
Right.
According to some judges, they think even the occupants can be searched without a warrant.
Okay.
But I have another story about a state that's working on that.
Yes.
In late July, a judge in the Bronx wrote a scathing opinion.
Yes.
That officers claiming to smell marijuana so often that it strains credulity. And she called on judges across the state to stop letting police officers get away with lying about it.
Yeah.
So many videos on YouTube of that happening.
Right.
I smell marijuana. You don't. There's no marijuana in the car. There has been none. I just happen to be a black person in a car.
Our justice system is such bullshit.
Take a look through your car? And you must always say no.
Say no.
Always say no.
Fuck no.
I do not consent to any searches.
Yeah, yeah.
Make them do it. Make them
right,
prove it.
Right.
She wrote, Judge April Neubauer wrote, the time has come. Let my finger go, asshole. Wrote, it's the dog.
It's not me.
Ryan's not pulling my finger.
Right.
The time has come to reject the canard of marijuana emanating from nearly every vehicle subject to traffic stop.
Yes! Abso-fucking-lutely, man. Are we crazy?
It was a decision involving a gun that the popo discovered in a car that they had searched after they claimed to have smelled marijuana.
Holy fuck.
But not only this, I want to know why these popo aren't being held criminally responsible. She said, so ubiquitous has police testimony about odors from cars become that it should be subject to a heightened level of scrutiny if it is to supply the grounds for search.
If cops aren't allowed to search a car because they supposedly smell weed, then how are they ever going to search anybody's car? Because that's the excuse all the fucking time.
Well, you look nervous.
Oh, yes. That's a good one.
That one,
yeah,
which is ridiculous. Yeah, I'm nervous. A man with a gun.
I got a jackbooted thug.
Is ordering me around and threatening my freedom.
Right.
Her decision also shows how marijuana status as contraband remains deeply embedded in the criminal justice system, even as police and prosecutors have begun to wind down arrests and prosecutions for marijuana.
Right.
At the height of the stop and frisk, this is the New York Times, at the height of the stop and frisk era nearly a decade ago,
yes,
the police were arresting 50,000 New Yorkers a year for low-level marijuana offenses. Take a guess at the percentage that were black and or Hispanic.
I'm going to say 95.
Oh, well, it's 85.
That's a shit ton.
The arrests have since plummeted, but the presence of marijuana odor still serves as justification to detain people and search them, sometimes leading to the discovery of more serious contraband, including guns. The po-po say.
Yeah. Oh, right, right.
One woman.
Dumbest fucking shit ever.
One woman who was on a grand jury in Brooklyn late last year.
Stop. God, is she biting your nipple?
She's eating my shirt. No, well, stop it. Stop
don't
it.
Don't eat
stop
shirts, it. Man.
One woman served on a jury, grand jury in Brooklyn last year.
Yes.
She recalled hearing officers in three separate cases, like robots, say, "I detected a strong odor of marijuana."
Oh, my God.
She said they said it so formulaically.
How do these cops live with themselves? They go up to somebody's car. They fucking lie. "I smell marijuana." They search the car and put these people through all kinds of bullshit. How do you live with yourself at the end of the fucking evening?
Because they tell themselves, well, I saw one comment where somebody said they're trained in the academy to lie to people. And what kind of a person is that going to turn you into?
I don't know. But the truth is, they're fucking betraying their own fellow human beings. They're fucking them.
Well, they don't view the brown ones as fellow human beings.
Oh, okay.
Ground the fundamental issue.
Yes.
Part of it. Now in North Carolina, surprisingly.
Yes. Right.
We just talked about the fuckery going on in North Carolina. Ooh. But for some reason there's a law in North Carolina that they passed that says the police may not search occupants of a vehicle in which the police allege marijuana was emanating from. So they can search the car.
But not the occupants.
But not you. That's not justification to search your person.
Right.
Which is ridiculous. They shouldn't be able to search.
How about this? Leave people the fuck alone. Let them live their fucking lives. What do you think about that, dickheads?
In New York, lawmakers were trying to pass a bill, a legalization bill that was under debate.
Yes.
And it specifically forbade officers from relying on the odor of cannabis.
Right.
For searches. But that bill didn't pass.
Okay. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you know, the dog is getting a little frisky.
She's like a giant muscle with teeth.
And now it says car stops have been increasingly an important part of the New York City Police Department's patrol strategy ever since political pressure forced them to back away from stopping and frisking black and Hispanic men.
Oh, no problem.
So now they're we're going to pull them over now. Instead of if we can't stop them and frisk them on the street, we'll just pull them over in cars and then say we smell marijuana.
God, I mean, we got to have laws to protect ourselves from cops. When are we going to wake up that they're the problems? They are the problems.
One Bronx officer, several officers have said in interviews that they doubt their own colleagues consistently. And some of them, they think there are that don't always tell the truth about smelling the marijuana.
Yeah.
One Bronx officer said in a 2018 article, "I can't tell you what you smelled, but it's obvious to me there was no smell of marijuana."
Jeez.
When he walks up on a car with an officer.
Right.
He this cop, he's still a cop, works a desk job, not out on parole, but he is one of several current and former officers who is suing the NYPD over arrest quotas. They describe as arrest quotas. We have no arrest quotas. Wink, wink, wink.
But then they probably lean on their guys and say, hey, we need to make more money. It's the end of the month. Everybody's got to pay their bills. Shake some fuckers down.
If there's no crimes committed in your neighborhood that night, I'm saying that's where you get a bonus.
Yes.
Not how many black heads can you crack and drag in and throw summarily in jail.
Because you know, man, you know, these politicians probably lean on cops. They want to show arrests, right? They want to show that they're in charge of a district or whatever that is, quote unquote, tough on crime.
A Manhattan detective, speaking on condition of anonymity, said it's difficult to prove what an officer did or did not smell.
Yeah.
But that detective believes some officers, particularly in plain clothes units, lie to use it as a justification for searches. They just want to search you.
Shit. Because they think they're like, hey, I'm going fishing.
We didn't
right
find
now.
Any. Well, I don't know. Maybe it wafted over here from somewhere then. Sorry.
Oh, look at that shirt. That guy might have something in his car that's interesting. Or they're probably more like, hey, look at that skin color.
Judges it says, well, this judge's claim is much broader now, suggesting that there is widespread lying.
I'm sorry. That's funny. That guy's saying in within the police and, there's widespread lying within our policing and our law enforcement. Is that true? Widespread lying?
To justify what are then illegal searches, because even if it turns up nothing, you were illegally searched. They cannot search you without PC.
So what do you do with all these people that got fucked because of this shit? How many people got fucked because some, quote, I smell marijuana?
Well, you can't go back. And I mean, I don't know what, unless you can catch an individual cop having lied about it and then just go back and purge every arrest he ever had from that.
Yeah. I mean, at the very least, that would help the people he threw in jail, or they have a record, take it off their fucking record.
The judge, this case was, a car stop. A plainclothes officer said that he, quote, noticed a strong odor of burning marijuana approaching a vehicle.
Burning marijuana?
And then he said he observed three small bags of marijuana perched atop the center console, which they photographed. But then they found out later that was a lie, and the picture was staged.
Why would you?
So that's why my question is, why is this man not in jail?
Yeah, and why is he not being sued for the expense and the costs and the court fees and all the bullshit these two victims had to spend?
Why do these cops not go to jail for these framing people?
You've said this before on this show.
Fired and they move to another.
Right. But you've said this, and this is true. If you could sue these fuckers personally.
Oh, yeah.
Not the department, not the county. Sue these cops.
Make them get misconduct insurance.
Yeah.
On their own dime.
Right, because they know. Cops know when they're violating your civil rights. They fucking know.
Absolutely. So he testified he observed these small bags of marijuana, and then while searching the trunk, he discovered an illegal gun.
No, okay.
So it was the gun charge that was being decided.
Right.
The judge concluded that the officer's account was riddled with falsehoods. They discovered that the photograph of the bags of marijuana neatly arranged was likely staged.
Of course.
Because one of the two defendants testified the marijuana was on them, but it was in the pockets of the other person in the car.
Yeah, yeah.
The cop took the weed out of the guy's after he illegally justified the search. He found the weed on the guy. then put the three bags in the car and took a picture of it and said, I noticed that sitting there.
God, that's insane. That's insane.
One legal aid lawyer said the ruling recognizes the all too common practice, of dishonesty police officers employ to circumvent the law to manufacture a legal search.
God.
And I see it in those First Amendment videos I watch. Because they'll say, I know you're not committing a crime
yes.
by being on a public sidewalk taking pictures of something. And the Supreme Court has specifically ruled that simply taking photographs legally from a public place
yes.
cannot be determined to be suspicious behavior because that's their favorite.
Dude, that happened to me.
You're acting suspiciously. Let me see your ID. And that's why a lot of these guys say what is suspicion is acting suspiciously a misdemeanor or a felony.
Yeah.
Because they have to have, even in stop and ID states,
yes,
you have to have a reasonable, articulable proof or reason that they are committing, have committed, or about to commit an actual crime.
Dude.
Walking around while creepy is yes. not a crime.
In the middle of the
you
night.
You don't have to ID.
It was late. It was kind of raining. And I was walking down the main drag here in Pensacola. And I was on this overpass. And you look down the overpass. There's this car lot. And I believe it's the impound lot for the police department.
Right.
And it was a cool shot. I thought it was a really neat shot. The way the lighting, the street lights were hitting. It was raining. It was cool. So I I was taking pictures of it. I'm like, this is fucking awesome. This Instagram shit, you know? The cop sees me, does a U-turn, stops. What are you taking pictures of?
Yeah, there you go.
And I didn't think, I was like, it's a cool picture. I'm just taking a picture. And then I showed him the other, I took a bunch of pictures of it because it's neat. He's like, well, it's our impound lot. I just want to make sure you're not planning anything.
That's what they do say all the time.
Oh, planning something.
How do I know you're not a terrorist?
The fuck do you think I am?
Did he ID you?
No.
Oh, I'm surprised.
No. Well, I'm white. And that's white privilege.
You could have refused.
White privilege was.
And then
gotten
beat up.
Was
it county or Pensacola?
Nah, I think it was Escambia. Dirt bags from Escambia County.
Oh, then you
county.
Really would have gotten the shit beat
out
of
you. Oh, absolutely. And the guy said,
refused to ID.
And he was even nice about it. That's white privilege. He was nice about it. He goes, oh, you can take pictures. That's fine. He let me go about my business.
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
I don't need your permission.
Right, dickhead.
You don't want to escalate, but the response should be, yeah, yes, I can. And that drives me crazy in those videos, too. They do that all the time. Well, you know, you're good. You can go ahead and keep filming. And
no shit,
a lot of them say, I don't need your permission. I will. I know. I haven't stopped. I haven't stopped feeling.
And I've seen in those videos, too, they say things like, you're released. You can go on.
You're dismissed.
You're dismissed.
You're dismissed. I don't. A lot of the times a cop will be like, you go okay? You know, do you need anything? And they're like, no, I'm fine. Thank you. You're dismissed.
Nah, I love that. That's great. You're dismissed. Go fuck yourself.
But they do that kind of shit with these people where they then start inventing crimes to charge you with.
What do you mean? Like
you're standing there taking pictures. They don't like it.
Okay.
And then they get really mad and decide to, this is what happens 90% of the time, is cop butt hurt.
Yes.
Because you've done and disrespected them.
Oh, shit.
And they know damn well that you don't have to ID. And
right.
they'll say, give me your ID or let me see your ID. And you say, what crime have I committed?
Yeah.
Then they're ready to escalate.
Because
now you've challenged their authority.
Oh, yes. Right.
Now you're guilty of disrespecting cop. No, which is not a crime, by the way, at all.
Yeah.
And then they'll say, you're loitering. Now it's a crime. Now I'm investigating you for loitering. Now you have to produce ID, which is true. However, taking pictures is not loitering. I'm doing something. I am engaged.
Loitering?
Loitering laws are have been questioned in a lot of places. They're very specific now. And you should, if you're going to be doing shit like this, you should know the loitering laws in your town. Because
God.
Most of them can't. You're allowed to hang around outside in public.
What What does it mean?
Without being attacked by some jackboot who just wants to throw you in jail.
What do the police unions always push back on? Accountability.
Oh, absolutely.
They don't want those body cams.
No.
Why?
Because they want to get away with shit.
They don't want people to know what they're doing. Yeah. Is that not a red fucking flag?
Or they'll say you're obstructing.
But by or filming?
They incorrectly, very frequently, say, what crime have I committed? Well, you haven't committed a crime. Okay. Let me see your ID. Well, I don't need to produce my ID. Oh, now you're committing a crime by not producing an ID. But they miss the step where they can't ask for the ID without an articulable crime.
Right.
So when they say to you, you have not committed a crime, I just want to ID you. I want to know who you are. I don't know who you are. That's a. You can write the script that all these tyrants. Thugs. No, those good ones. But there's an awful lot of tyrants. Yeah. You know, the bad ones make YouTube. And some of the good ones. That's one of their favorite ones is
I don't know
these go-tos. Now you're obstructing an investigation. So now I've got you on obstruction of justice. Now I get to ID you and put cuffs on you.
God, that sucks.
And there was one guy in California who just got a couple hundred grand settlement from the taxpayers, which should come from that cop's bank of fucking count.
Because once they cuff you, now you got to make bail.
Well, no, he didn't get it. He didn't even get taken away. He demanded a supervisor who showed up. And after a while, an adult showed up and said, this guy was doing utterly nothing wrong. He was walking on a public street taking pictures.
Yes.
The cop tried to ID him. He said, I respectfully refuse. And the cop put him in cuffs and illegally detained him. It was determined to be illegal. He won a settlement of six figures for having to stand on the sidewalk for 10 or 15 minutes in handcuffs until they sorted it out. He was let go. They're like, you're free to go.
NWA said it a long time ago, and they're right.
Fuck the police.
Fuck the police.
Not all, but it's a toxic culture.
Yeah.
Because even the good ones are
they're covering
are
up.
Suppressed.
Or there's
and bullied. I mean, your career will be over, or your lives are threatened.
Or you're silent.
Well, that's what I mean. You're threatened into silence.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because countless stories of whistleblowers.
Right.
Who were then, who then don't get backup.
Right.
Dangerous call.
God, that's evil.
Yeah. They'll blow the whistle on another officer and suddenly their backup goes away. Oh, I was delayed in the backup.
Yeah.
While they were being shot at.
God, that's crazy.
Or whatever. That's how low some of these assholes are.
Yeah. That's bullshit.
Get to a cop
serve
section,
and protect, but, man. They're supposed to protect us.
But good for
not
that judge.
Fuck with us.
Good for that judge in New York now who's finally calling these cops out on that bullshit and their blatant lies.
God.
Just to justify an illegal search. Because you're black more frequently. You're brown and they think you're gonna have something.
And I notice on these First Amendment videos, it's like they talk you in circles to confuse you, right?
Well, and the Supreme Court ruled they can lie.
Oh my God, to get you to admit something.
They can lie to you. And they frequently try to lie and make up laws sometimes. Well, the law says you can't do that.
Shit.
And then they get pissed when the citizen knows the law.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They don't like that.
Yeah. If Texas, you could say 3802. Here in Florida, it's like 141.09 or something.
What is that?
The stop and ID laws.
Oh, okay. Okay. Shit.
Damn. And they get really mad when you know the law.
You should go film some shit.
No. Thanks for listening, everybody. Let's do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific. Faithless Friday, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we're on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, your favorite application. Or at crabdiving.com. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, Radar Comedy. His Instagram is Radar Comedy. Or Facebook, Radar Comedy. Go to his website for his schedule at RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Great evening and et cetera, everybody. We'll pick this up again tomorrow.
Viva la resistance.
I'm here.
Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.